Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and so very loved and darn sexy people. Oh my God, do I have a show for you today? Oh my God, are you going to be glad you tuned in today? Everybody get a pencil and a paper, okay? While you're doing that, again, I want to thank you. Just got three more emails from you beautiful people about the book that you bought, Gabrielle's book, Eat, Pray, FML, and also the testimonials that are flying in from you about how you couldn't put it down. And even though you're 78 years old, it changed your life and how you're looking around relationships and gave you a huge understanding of why your relationships maybe were the way they are. So thank you. As you know, I'm gifting you the little child experience or something equal. So you're buying a book for $16, you're supporting my kid, and you're getting almost $150 worth of product in exchange. That's what I call a big win-win for everybody. If you were not on the webinar for All Possibilities, you missed one of the biggest, most important things we've done. It was just bam, 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 all the way through about how we are limiting our own creation through not believing in all possibilities. So those of you that direct your day, and it better be all of you, yuck, yuck, you want to add, I am all possibilities, and I am open to all possibilities. Okay, let's just add that as a direction to our day and to our own energy. I am compelled to offer you a free webinar on politics. The channel said this is going to be, and they were smiling, they're pretty funny sometimes, a bipartisan neutral guidance on the energetic side of politics for our clarity. I'm not going to charge you for this webinar. I don't have a date because literally all this came together like yesterday. So, well, look for the e-blast tomorrow or a separate e-blast for when that's going to take place in August. It'll be in the middle of August somewhere. Okay. I hope everybody got their pencil and paper. If you want to speak to the channel, press star 1 to raise your hand. If you've already done it, don't do it again because I'll lose you. Okay, are you ready? All right, so this came about because I was doing work for a young person in my family. And literally, the channel said, the challenge that we were working with was because they were, their energy was being affected by 10 negative entities. Now, before y'all go into reaction, just take a breath. Because in my belief system, I don't believe that there are like negative entities and ghosts flying out around there unless I'm doing a horror film about it. So, when I began asking, they said, no, there's negative entities affecting this person's energy and making them act out in ways that are kind of frightening, that people don't understand where the heck is this coming from, blah, blah, blah. And the channel really wants those of you that are grandparents or younger parents to be alert to this in case you are identifying this. I've had one other case of this, and that was about 2 months ago. So you can see that they're starting to open up new information for us here. Now, when I sat down last night and this morning to really get clarification, I said, I want to know, for me, since I don't have a belief system in negative entities, if I'm supposed to have a belief system in negative entities, I want to know what is the highest definition of negative entities. And this was it. Negative signals that have taken over our energetic systems. Now, let me repeat that one more time because I know you're trying to write it down, some of you. Negative signals that have taken over our energetic systems. Okay, so you know the heart is electrical. You know the brain is electrical. We talk all the time about what signal are you sending out to the universe, because that's what gets bounced back to you. And what they explained to us, okay, a baby comes in with pure energy. It just is. It just is. Whether, even if it's bringing in past life stuff, when it comes in, it's pure energy. It hasn't been defined at positive or negative or ADD or colicky or anything. It's just pure energy. Okay? Then that soul or us accepts electrical signals inadvertently that become our belief system. So, in other words, like we send out electrical signals to the universe and get them bounced back to us, other people send out electrical signals to us where, if we're not conscious, we inadvertently accept that into our energetic pattern and system. Okay? That becomes, those electrical signals become belief systems, which in turn become our electrical signals that shoot out. And this pattern keeps repeating itself until we do the formula that I'm about ready to give you. Okay, let me be clear. A signal is a wavelength. And that wavelength has past, present, and future all intercepting into it at the same time. So those negative signals of the past, present, and future are shot out from other people and energies into our energetic systems. We then must direct all negative signals within our energetic systems to go to the light of divine love, to become the light of divine love. And then we direct them to the positive signal of divine love that we choose. Abundance, money flow, consistent health and wellness, success, beautiful, honoring, loving relationships. Whatever you want that's positive and aligned with love, then you must direct those signals after you have put them through the filter of divine love. You redirect them to the positive that you want. And then you express gratitude and thanks for all energy partnering with you in this creation through divine love. So we are sending gratitude then to divine love, which is God, which is all thought and all possibility. And then we open our hearts to all the new possibilities and allow them to be delivered to us. That is the highest understanding in this moment of what we are doing and how they are explaining. You see, the only way we could explain negativity is through evil beings. We had no understanding of electrical signals and all that. So this belief in negative entities being able to attack you has been a big holdover from that time when we had no other way to explain it. Kind of like, you know, the Greek gods up there were pissed off, so they sent down a huge rainstorm, right? That's the only way we can explain it in the way we understood it back then. So let's go over it again. For all negative signals that have taken over and are affecting our energetic systems, we direct you now to become the light of divine love. And then we direct you to the signals and the creation of abundant money flow, abundant love in our lives, love in our bodies that expresses itself as consistent health and wellness and balance, beautiful, loving, supportive, honoring, respectful relationships, success, and anything else that you choose to add to that. That is our choice and commitment to send those formerly negative signals that are now divine love into creation. We ask that all energy partner with us in this creation, and we are in deep gratitude and thanks to the divine love of this creation. We open our heart now to all these new possibilities, and we allow them to be delivered to us now. This is our constant and consistent and conscious choice every moment, now and forever, and so it is. Anything else? Wow. Whew. I mean, it took a lot to bring this in, and I am in deep gratitude for the children who are coming forward to bring this information in. Okay, I think that's everything. I did everything. I can go to the calls now. Okay, here we go. Should be a show. Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on, honey.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yep. What can we do for you?
Well, I've been physically sick for 2 weeks now.
And okay, so Susan, when I say it's physical, I get a no. When I say it's spiritual, I get a yes. It's presenting itself as physical. But you're in a life or death battle with yourself right now around what you want and what you're allowing yourself to believe is possible to create.
Okay.
So let's get clear about, we're going right to a core belief. Hang on. This page here. Okay. It's my I am presence does not create for me, everybody. So I really today, treat this like a mini webinar, guys. I want everybody to stay present. And whatever we do for one person, you make sure you do it for you. When I am connected to the I am, which means your creative power as the I am presence, I'm not safe. Now, we went over a lot of this stuff in the webinar of all possibilities. In the past, when we have tried to assert our power, our belief systems of limitation have been so great that we have literally created us being sick, being crucified, being beheaded, being burned at the stake. Anything not to actually embrace our power. And it's time for you to know, Susan, that the more powerful creator you are, the safer you are in this world.
Okay.
I don't get anything else. That's the highest thing for all of us, guys, is, you see, and that is an example of a negative signal from somebody else or something else, meaning society, a TV show, a religion, whatever, that's taken over our energetic systems in a negative way and is holding us. This is a huge, huge, huge breakthrough for this community. So we're coming together right now to send all that belief through divine love back to the light, to be turned into the light of divine love and the knowing that when I am connected to my I am presence and I create from my I am presence, I am safe in this world, in everything that I create, because it is created through divine love. And so it is.
I understand.
Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you. I love you.
You bet. I love you too. Yeah, I can tell her energy is funky, but it'll be better now. Jean in Cape Cod, hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Jean. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I talked. I think at the beginning of July, and I've had 2 MRIs of my spine, and the doctor has found what's called the syrinx running up and down my thoracic spine in my spinal cord. This is an elongated cyst that fills up with fluid and can put pressure on the nerves. I don't have any pain in that area. But I went to him to begin with because I've had difficulty with my gait and lower arms and hands. Now, this is something that cannot be operated on because it's in my spinal cord. He's consulting with other surgeons this week to see what might be able to be done. And
Jean,
I help.
I want to know what you've done.
What have you done?
With-
I've been working on healing the syrinx with light and love.
Tell me what you're doing.
As part of my meditation, I am putting light and love into that area and for a positive outcome. And but.
Okay, Jean. No buts. When you say but, you discount everything you say before that. When I say you have directed perfect balance and wellness there, I get a no.
Okay.
Guys, when are you going to start doing what you know? So,
hello?
if you go to healing that, what does your brain see?
The ceilings.
Nope. It sees the thing that needs to be healed. When you go to this area is in balance and joy and divine love and light, that's what your brain sees. And then it can communicate to that part of your body.
All right.
But they're also saying, wow, I knew this was going to be a show. They're also saying that this physical thing that you're talking about is a perfect example of a negative signal that has taken over and affected your energetic system. So do exactly what I gave you to do in the first of the show, and specifically around this, because it's literally a pocket of negative energy that has formed as a physical part of your body.
Oh, God. Okay.
No. See, that's where they don't want you to go.
Okay. I'm kind of nervous about...
You're nervous about what?
About the prognosis.
But that's going to create more energy of the prognosis. You know that. And we all know it's challenging when we have a dis-ease to focus on the joy and the love and the light and the balance where that dis-ease is. And that's the thing that will bring the dis-ease into elimination or rebalance.
I must direct this to go to divine love and redirect it to positive energy and gratitude to divine love. Those are the notes I took when you first started talking.
That's close. Yes, I would everybody come back in and listen to it because I walked you through it perfectly. So you can start and stop it and write it down exactly. Guys, I have to say I'm in Colorado now for my brother's memorial. If I can, and I will try, if I can, okay, I was just corrected. They said, D, you either do it or you don't do it. You don't try. All right, I will make time today to write this out and have Lauren add it to the e-blast tomorrow.
Thank
okay,
you.
You bet. I will write it out for all of you today and have her add it, so it will be on the e-blast tomorrow. Those of you who aren't on the e-blast already, it's so easy. Just go to imdwallace.com. A little pop-up should come up and show you how to join the email. And believe me, I'm not one of those healers that send out five things a week, okay? I just don't. So you're not going to get inundated by a lot of stuff from me. You'll get reminders and stuff like that. Okay. Is that everything for her? That's everything, Jean. And you helped a lot of people by clarifying that.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Does the channel know how long this has been there?
Well, what I'm hearing, Jean, is yes. But they'd really prefer not to go into it because that's just going to bring your attention to it more.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
okay? You don't want to focus on the problem, guys. Do you understand? And it's not a question of putting your head in the sand. It's a question of, here's my challenge. I know if I focus on my challenge, I create more of the challenge. What is the positive, opposite, balanced place of the challenge I want to be? I'm going to direct myself to focus there.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
They do want you to know it came from this negative signal, which became a belief system in your life, came to you from a female very early on in your life. It's not a past life thing. Hold on. It's sort of kind of a core belief, but not this page. Hang on. Well, okay. Look, we got a theme going already. I can never be God. So, guys, if we are in battle with ourselves about, I know I'm the creation of me. Oh, I was taught I wasn't the creation of me and don't have any power over me. You are going to create things to limit you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, chemically, or cosmically until that fight is resolved. That's why, you know, I don't know if I even brought this in on the webinar. I'm being hit with so much stuff right now, guys, that's like portals are opening everywhere. But they said that's one of the reasons why everybody thinks they have to get sick to die, because if they die just by choice and going out, they think they've committed the sin of suicide. So we create sickness so that we can give ourselves a reason to leave. I mean, do we want to keep doing this stuff? No, we don't.
I didn't think I had that belief. I always had the belief that I would die peacefully without pain.
Yes, that doesn't mean without sickness. Everybody in embodiment right now, every single person, every piece of energy, I get a yes on that, has some sort of belief in that belief system, which is a negative signal that most of us got, not all, but most of us got from religion. There you go.
Okay.
So we are claiming, we are putting everything that's come through so far, we are putting through divine love. We are directing it to go to the light of divine love, become the light of divine love, and then we are directing it to be the positive signal that I am God and my I am presence is safe to create with. And then my body is free. We ask all energy to partner with us in this creation of health and empowerment and wellness and abundance in our lives. And we are in deep gratitude for that partnership. We open our hearts and we allow that to be delivered to us now and consistently. And so it is. Wow.
Thank you for taking my call. I get what you're saying and it makes perfect sense. And I really do understand what you're saying.
I get a yes on that, Jean. Now all of us must put it into practice consciously.
Yep.
And consistently.
Yep.
Okay. Love you. Thank you. Dear Lord. Okay. We're going to Emily in California. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Wow.
Hi, babe. Yeah. Wow, indeed.
Yeah. So I am open to all possibilities in every subject in my life.
Nope. And the biggest thing that you have to get into alignment is what we just said. Oh, so now they're saying now that we just did that around what the first two callers brought in. Now mm-hmm. you are open to all possibilities.
Okay.
But until we know that I am God and my I am presence is my God force that creates for me and I'm safe to use it, we cannot be open to all possibilities. Okay, so now keep going.
Yeah, I want to confirm that I am doing the work. I'm doing it right along with you. And
well, you
done.
Know that, are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And,
okay.
And is there anything else the channel
nope.
has?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
and
nothing.
This is amazing because I just was talking with my sister about some negative patterns in our family lineage and history that I know now those have been shifted by the work we are doing today.
That's a true statement. This last thing was a biggie. She has not shifted as much as you have. You know
uh-huh.
that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
For her to say I am God is too out there.
Yeah.
For her.
And my mom and my aunt are going through some intense conflict. And I just know that me doing this work is going to help elevate whatever is happening there.
Yes, and you can, on behalf of their energy, you have permission to do this, everybody. On behalf of their energy, you can claim this on behalf of their energy also. Just know that you may have to do it several times a day for a week or so. That seems
okay.
to be, it's a true statement that I don't have all the information around this yet. 4 to 5 times today for about 7 days seems to help. Oh my God. All right. I just got taught something else because what we're doing when we do that, this formula on behalf of somebody else, we are changing the electrical signal that we send out that their energetic body is receiving.
Huh?
Oh my God, you guys, do you get this?
Wow.
I got
yes.
goosebumps all over
yes.
me because until we understood this, we could not. Okay, you can't create for another person, but you can help direct energy for them by
right.
taking their energy. Okay, hold on. I'm so excited. I want to get this right. By sending out the signal of divine love. Okay, this is what we have to do. All right, everybody, get as many people as you want to do the work for in your consciousness right now. Our families, our loved ones, co-workers that you love, people that have passed over, people that are coming in. I'm just about off the bed that I'm sitting on here. Okay, so basically, and since I mentioned politics, they want us to do this on behalf of all politicians right now. Anybody working on behalf of any country, anywhere, for all energy that we love and care about, including countries and homes, all energy that we care about, for all negative signals that have taken over our energetic systems in any way, we direct you now to the light of divine love, to become the light of divine love. And we are directing you now to be divine love, compassion, joy, an ending and unlimited creation of the desires of our heart that are in alignment with divine love. We ask all energy to come now and partner with us in the creation of this for all energy that we are claiming and holding. We express deep gratitude and thanks to the divine love, also known as God, also known as all thought and all possibility. We open our hearts now to all these new possibilities, and we allow this great, positive, safe, consistent creation. And so it is. Oh my God, you guys, I just have to kind of sit in this for a minute. It's so enormously huge, the leap that this work has just taken into the creation of divine love for all energy. So it is, guys.
Yeah.
Just take a moment to feel into your heart and appreciate yourself for being a part of bringing this incredible information to light for this world and this universe. Just love yourselves right now for all the participation that you've had in the creation of this. Deep gratitude. Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, I have one last thing.
Yeah.
The most miraculous thing has happened, I realized this week, my love place has become the love for myself.
Oh. Ah! Yes. Boy,
yeah.
You know you're there when you reach that, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I get that. I feel it, that when I want to experience love, I go to the love of me. Oh, my God, I'm just overwhelmed. Yeah.
And I have such a deep gratitude to you for leading this work. And it's because of you that I can say that.
Oh, Emily.
And this community.
And... you know, it's because we asked. We asked. And I remember when I dropped to my knees that night, I said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. And it's been a journey. But boy, this is the apex so far, this show and this information. I love you. And
I love you.
You know, guys, I brought the information, but you found it. You expanded it. You accepted it, and you've shifted yourselves, because I was clear when I started this work that my intention was to teach people how to heal themselves, and you have. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, yippee, and woohoo! Thank
woo-hoo!
You, thank you, darling.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah. Let's keep it going. What do you say? Going to Kathy, Kentucky.
Hello, Dee. How are you?
I'm flying right now, babe. I'm flying.
I have no doubt. Would it be possible for you also to write that out and include it in the email? So we'd have
yes,
both
ma'am.
Of the things that you've done.
Yes, ma'am. I am committing to all of you that I will write it out and that it will be on the e-blast tomorrow.
That would be amazing to be able to see both of them. And the thing that came to mind, I'm a teacher, and I was thinking I'm getting ready to go into a new school year and what it would be like to use that second process for all the students that I'm teaching.
You have permission to do that. Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Let the highest answer. Anybody switch? Yes. We have permission to do this, knowing that we're not controlling these people, but that we are sending out the positive signal that their energy then can recognize and respond to. So, yes, will it also, you have permission to do that.
Will it also work for our animals?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Everything is energy. Whatever energy you send this signal to receives it. Now, they have the right over their own energy to accept it and shift it or not. But this will remind them of the positive signal that they can replace.
Okay.
Yeah,
what I had actually initially called for and this kind of shifted with that, I had gone to a naturopath this week, and she had, but doing testing on me, found out that I had been exposed to mold for over 8 months, and there's some, physical reactions to that that we're working on.
Yes, it's very curable. You just have to bring your body back into the state of balance, but I get that that's correct, Kathy.
She had given me some supplements and things to take, but yes, it affected.
And it's working. But also, guys, and again, I want you to start with you first. And then use whatever we have on this physical plane to encourage and enhance your direction. But again, when I said you have directed your body to be in balance and joy and wellness around this, I get a no. Do your work and then allow her to use her work's going to be 10 times, 100 times, they're saying, more valuable and effective when you start with your own direction. Now, again, the mold is a negative signal that has created a physical reality in this world. Okay, well, here's another piece of information then. For mold, for allergy, for viruses, for bacteria, for anything that has any kind of negative attached to it that has taken over or is affecting our energetic systems, we direct them all to the light of divine love, to become the light of divine love. And we direct them to the state of balance, joy, happiness, divine love, wellness. We ask all energy to come in and partner with us in this creation of divine love. All this energy now is a positive signal of divine love. We open our hearts to all new possibilities, and now we allow all of this to transpire and be the creation of us and all energy that we have directed this to, including, they're saying, I have this slight case of essential tremors that if you ask my family, quote unquote, runs through my family. That is a negative signal that has taken over genetically. Dear God, this show. My God, you guys have to send this show to everybody you know. So we're going to do this for all genetic negative signals, physical, mental, spiritual, chemical, emotional, cosmic, and dimensional. We are taking all of these genetic negative signals that have taken over our energetic systems in any way. We are directing them to the light of divine love, to become the light of divine love. And we are directing them now to be in beautiful balance and wellness and joy and happiness and the knowing that they are divine love and they are safe to create from their I Am presence and their godliness in this world. Now, we ask all energy to partner with us in this. We are expressing gratitude and thanks to the divine love that all energy is now. We open our heart to all new possibilities and allow this to be delivered to us now and consistently. Okay, so everybody got that what Kathy just brought in was that we were able to do this for genetic predispositions that have been handed down through the energetic systems of our families, through lifetimes, forever, and also into the future. Because remember, a signal is a wavelength that includes the past, present, and future. So that's all done now. I am divine love, so it is. Dear God, Lord, have mercy upon my soul, this show. Okay, did you get your answer, Eileen?
Kathy?
Yeah, did you get your message?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to mention that there's been several times during the call, where, at least for me, there's been a breakups in what you've said, and certain words haven't been very clear.
Well, I apologize. I'm way, way high up in the mountains. I will have Stephen check it and see if it's on the recording. I don't know what we're going to do about it, if it is. But again, what we just did was for all genetic predispositions that have been passed down.
Yes.
All right,
got
to go to another caller, sweetheart.
You.
I love you. Thank you for bringing that in. Wow. And for all the teachers and healers out there, start doing this with your clients. Hold on. We have permission to do it for the children. We have permission to do it for the clients. Let's just, everybody, we're directing ourselves to be in balance, in divine love, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around everything. They were stopping me there. Now we have permission to do it for all our clients. Yes, they were just stopping me because they wanted me to balance everything. Lee in California. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. Wow. Okay. I'm in awe and so grateful to be a part of this community.
And we're grateful to have you.
What came to me was that now that we have this formula, how can we call back all of the power that we've given over to these negative energies?
No, Lee.
Not
Lee.
Even go there. Yep.
You don't even go to the negative, guys. You don't go to the negative. Start creating now the positive for all energy. That's all you have to do. We don't ever look at the negative unless it is to go, I don't want that. What's the opposite positive? This is all I'm going to focus on. Do you understand?
I totally, totally get it.
Okay. It's the difference between health and wellness, between money and success and not.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, we're pretty complete. Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy. Yeah, you guys really have to stay clear about that. Lynn in North Carolina, you're on, babe.
Ah, good morning. This has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm flying.
Oh, wow. This is a re-listen like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I think so. Me too. Me too. What can we do for you?
Oh, I am looking at a 27-year marriage that I don't really feel, well, I'm not being respected, and I'm wondering what the channel has to guide me in bringing
okay.
all that back into alignment.
Okay, Lynn, if we're not being respected, we're not respecting ourselves because we allow other people to dishonor us by disrespecting us then. So we're going to get to the core because in this show today, it's got to have something to do with something that we need to claim here. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops into your little mind.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's so funny. I haven't thought of that film in like freaking years. And somebody else about 1 week ago brought up all the Oh, God. So those movies, from what I remember, were about opening up all possibilities.
Yes.
You know, George Burns would take John Denver through his disbelief and prove to him how powerful he was as the God of himself. So
yeah.
The channel's saying it would be lovely if we would like to go back and revisit all those Oh God movies because they pretty much got it right. You know? But they were light little comedies, and people didn't really get, oh, my God, they're talking to me. I'm the God of me. I need to, with lightness and humor and love, own that and start creating who I am. Wow. And we've already made the claim for that, but there is something, it's around the disbelief and our fear of believing that we are that powerful. Okay, that is a negative signal that has taken over and embedded itself into our energetic systems. So we are directing all beliefs that are not in alignment with divine love about I am God and I am the creator of me and I am safe to be that in this world. We are directing that to the light of divine love, to become the light of divine love.
The light of divine love.
And then we are directing the positive statement. I know I am God. I know I am the creator of me.
I am the creator of me. Got it.
That is a positive signal that we choose and commit to, that we send out, and that we send within. All of this we're sending within to our signal also. We're asking all energy to partner with us in this. We express great gratitude and thanks
gratitude
to the divine love. We open our heart to all new possibilities of being God. And we allow that now, and so it is. Lord have mercy, you guys. If anybody starts flying today, will you let me know? I'm not kidding.
I'm up off the ground.
I am not kidding. Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Well, I want to keep going, guys, but we're out of time. We're out of time. But just know you got it today. You got everything. There will be an ongoing explanation about the clarity of all this. I will write it out right now to get it on the e-blast. I will call Lauren and let her know it's got to go on there. Please look out for this free webinar on the bipartisan neutral guidance around politics. I got to laugh because, God, do we need that. Please go pick up my daughter's amazing book. You need to heal around relationships, like not being respected. You're going to find an answer in her book, I guarantee you. Amazon, Eat, Pray, FML, Gabrielle Stone. I love you guys so much. I can't even express it in words, but my heart is bursting. Let's say it together.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.